课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a lecture in a history class.
A name often associated with boycotts is Cesar Chavez. Chavez was a labor union organizer who used nonviolent action to achieve the goals of fair pay and better working conditions for farm workers. Chavez organized a union of grape pickers in California. When the farm owners who grew table grapes refused to accept the union, Chavez organized a nationwide boycott of grapes. The workers stopped picking grapes, and the grapes began to rot on the vines. The boycott got a lot of attention. Lots of people from all across the country, public officials, religious leaders, and ordinary citizens, all went to California to march in support of the farm workers. As a result of the boycott, some grape growers signed agreements with the union. So the union ended the boycott, and the workers began to pick grapes again. Chavez also called for a boycott of lettuce produced by growers without union contracts. People from all parts of the country refused to buy lettuce. Some even protested in front of supermarkets. The power of boycotts is the negative attention they direct at the people responsible for an offense. In the case of the grape and lettuce boycotts, the growers were the offenders. The boycotts hurt the grape and lettuce growers economically, because people stopped buying their products. But even more importantly, the boycotts hurt their reputation.
Explain what happens during a boycott and explain the causes and effects of the boycotts discussed in the lecture.